Well, hello, all you beautiful people coast to coast. It's so good to have you join us for this wonderful Wednesday afternoon if you're on the West Coast, and evening if you're here on the East Coast. Today's Wednesday, March the 13th, and I am obviously not the lovely Tanya Goff. She's actually on a plane right now coming back from a very successful business trip from Toronto. Actually, she just messaged us that she thinks she's somewhere over Alberta right now, so she's well on her way. So for today, we're doing things a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit of a relaxed atmosphere. You know, in the last number of weeks, we've had a lot of heavy topics, very good speakers, mind you. And so what we want to do for the weekly update this week is we have a very special campaign coming up in the month of April. We want to highlight it a little bit tonight. So it's a little over 4 years ago that the world was hijacked and put in a chokehold of fear all over the world. And a small percentage of people, of which many of you would be a part of, came to realize that just something is not right and things did not resonate well with you. Now, here where I'm from, Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia, we would do our rallies, or as we like to call them now, our gatherings. We had some people that would come up to us, literally off the street, unknown people to us, and they would say to us, you know, we are not spiritual people. We're not religious people. We're not church people, but we think that what's going on is downright evil, maybe even demonic. And you know what? They're absolutely right. For the entire world to be captivated in lockstep with governments across the world and to be locked down, for businesses to be shut down, and for people's health just to go downhill, the suicide rate's going up and the level of depression to go up around the world, things just weren't right. And even though we didn't quite know what was going on at the time, we realized this is beyond just a man-made thing. And so at Action for Canada, being a faith-based Bible-believing organization, we were led to just really pray about this. And so in April of 2021, we were led to have a time of prayer and fasting. And so we decided we would do a seven-day time of prayer and fasting, and it got bumped a little bit, the dates. And so we started. And unbeknownst to us, we started at Passover, and we felt led to continue it for 40 days. And before you knew it, it started on Passover, and it ended on Pentecost. And it worked so well, and we had such great breakthroughs that last year, we did a 40-day walk for revival, as we called it. And but this time, we centered it around the theme of Joshua chapter 6. So it was like a Jericho walk. And it was also very successful with all of our chapters across Canada. And we opened it up, and some of the churches across Canada joined with us too. So this year we are doing the same thing, but we are inviting churches across Canada who maybe are not part of a chapter, if you don't have a chapter near you, to participate. So what we want to do this year for the weekly update is we have two videos that we've put together, and we're going to highlight those. They're each about 6 minutes long. So we're going to play the first one, which is the promo video. And then I'll come on just briefly after to explain the second one. But we just want you to become excited, because we realize that what's been going on throughout the world with all of the foolishness in the schools, our children being taught, some of the decisions our governments are making, it just isn't right. It goes beyond logic. All right. So, Terenzio, if you don't mind, let's play the first video and then I'll come on and speak about the second video.
In Joshua chapter 6, verse 16, the Lord said to Joshua as he was conquering that great city of Jericho, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Action for Canada would like to invite you to its annual Walk for Revival, or prayer walk, lasting 7 weeks from Passover to Pentecost, this year from April 23rd to June the 12th. Our motto at Action for Canada is protecting faith, family, and freedom. And certainly there are many issues across Canada that we need to pray for into this theme. We read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We have three themes that we're going to pray for this year in Canada, three very timely themes. And the first one is church. The church in Canada needs prayer. We read in the book of Revelations, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were one or the other. Because you are lukewarm, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." This, of course, was spoken to the church in Laodicea. In Canada, unfortunately, many mainline denominations have completely given themselves over to sinful behavior and even allowed all kinds of lascivious type behaviors into their church. God's word tells us in Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. We're also reminded in James 5:16 that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The Lord told his disciples and his followers, my house will be called a house of prayer. When God's people turn back to the Lord in prayer, in rightful worship, disseminating the word of God, then Canada will certainly begin to be changed. It's time to see our church parking lots filled once again with people returning to God and choosing to make Him the number one priority. Our families have been under attack in Canada in the last number of years. The traditional family has been diminished, and it's time that we really begin to uphold our families in prayer. Our children, particularly children going to public school, have been targets of the enemy. You know, when they say, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children in the public streets in our large cities, we've got to pay attention to what's going on. Even the heads of states and our leaders are not good examples, so we can't really look to them for that. But we are saying no. No to these sexualized type curriculums in our schools for our children. And even though some of these people have a month to celebrate their lascivious type behaviors, now they're wanting a season, we are saying no. Leave our kids alone. And the pressure may be on, but you know what? Across the country, whatever title some of these curriculums may have, be it Win Sex Ed, Beyond the Basics, or SOGI 123, no matter how they try to normalize this lifestyle, we are saying no. We are going to protect our children. And these children of ours are a gift from God. So we need to pray for strong, traditional families across our land. We are reminded in Proverbs 23, verse 24, a man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. The third area that we really need to pray for this year is our government. Certainly, there's been a lot of corruption and tyranny in government. We realize that we have such a broken justice system and the rule of law has not been obeyed at all. Do you realize that etched in stone and stained glass in our parliament are a number of scripture? Here's just a few. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea. He shall execute judgment and justice from the earth. Quit you like men, or act like men, and be strong. And here's a quote from Pericles. Freedom is the sure possession of these alone who have the courage to defend it. We realize that our world is at war, and though some of these wars are fought a world away, Canada is also in a very sad state right now. We've got a problem with mass immigration that's causing all kinds of issues here. We need to protect our borders. We need to protect our sovereignty at home. And although we realize that some parts of the world are at war, Canada is also under attack. We have allowed false gods to come into our land through false religions. And for this reason, we are inviting you as a church, as an individual, as a chapter with Action for Canada, or whoever you may be, a person of faith, to participate with us for 7 weeks from April 23rd to June 12th to a prayer walk for revival. We want to pray that God will have dominion from sea to sea, that we will see a divine move of God from the Rockies, through the prairies, through central Canada, and into the Maritimes. You can join a local chapter at actionforcanada.com to participate with our prayer walks with us. Or if there isn't a chapter near you, please consider starting these prayer walks through your local church. But let us know so we can network with you. Simply send us an email at pastors@actionforcanada.ca. It's time we get together and seriously spend some time in prayer and put on the full armor of God, because we know we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And together we can pray that God will keep our land glorious and free. Thank you for considering joining with us. And we'll pray God bless you, God bless your church, and God bless Canada.
If you look in the chat there, there's a link to the Action for Canada Prayer Walk for Revival page. Last year, we made a number of collages of our groups across Canada that went on these prayer walks. And we have three videos there available that you can see everything that happened in these walks across the country. You know, the scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And then it goes on to talk about the armor of God that we have at our possession. And so if you are interested in joining with us for these prayer walks this year, and you don't have an Action for Canada chapter near you, or you don't belong to one yet, go on our Action for Canada website. There's a tab that says join, and look for the closest chapter to you. Now, if there isn't a chapter near you, we encourage you, if you belong to a Bible-believing church, to talk to your pastor and start these prayer walks as a church, and let us know so we can network with you. And so that's what the second video is about. It's only about 6 minutes long. So, Terenzio, if you don't mind queuing that up, and let's learn about how you can do this as well with us.
Hello, friends. I'd like to spend just a few moments talking to you about Action for Canada's annual Prayer Walk for Revival. We get two common questions that I'd like to answer. The first one is, what is a prayer walk for revival? And the second one is, how can I get involved? Well, to answer the first question, what is a prayer walk for revival? In the book of Joshua chapter 6, we read about Israel's conquest of Canaan. The first city that they came to was that great fortified city of Jericho. And God gave the instructions to his people that for the first 6 days, they were to walk around that city once a day. And on the seventh day, they were to walk around that city seven times, then blow the shofar and shout a great shout of victory, for God had given them the victory. As it turns out, those great fortified walls surrounding the city fell down. The Israelites were able to go in and conquer the city. And so, in essence, a prayer walk for revival is like a Jericho walk. It is walking prayerfully and with purpose. Now, how can you get involved? Well, there's a number of ways that you can get involved. If you don't already belong to an Action for Canada chapter, you can go on our website at actionforcanada.com/chapters, and you can find the closest chapter near you. Now, if there isn't a chapter near you, you can always start a prayer walk on your own as believers, or we are hoping that churches will take the initiative on themselves. We are even encouraging pastors to call maybe other pastor friends and say, hey, we are going to be doing this prayer walk for 7 weeks in our town. Let's join up together. And so, pastors, we are encouraging you to plan this 7 week prayer walk for revival, usually lasting from Passover to Pentecost. And those dates change a little bit every year. But we are encouraging you to gather in some strategic locations in your town and in your city and in your villages. And here's how we propose for you to do that. Gather your people to pray around municipal buildings, government buildings, places of authority. Gather at the flagpoles of those places, because those are places of authority, those flagpoles. Pray for your mayors, pray for your MPs, pray for your MLAs. Pray that God will save their souls. And if those are really wicked people, pray that God will remove them and replace them with godly people. Pray around schools, public schools. Pray for elementary schools and high schools, and walk around those properties. Pray for school administrators. Pray for the principals and the teachers that feel they have a duty to teach the CSC curriculum, the comprehensive sexual education, to our children. Pray that their eyes would be open to the vileness of that curriculum, and pray for the protection of our children. Pray around public libraries, where there's so many vile books available to our children. If there are pride routes in your town, in your city, walk up and down those pride routes and pray against the vileness that defiles those streets each and every summer. If there's media outlets in your city, pray around those places and pray that some of those media people will be bold enough to start telling the truth. Pray around a courthouse. Pray that justice would finally prevail. Go to town squares and parks and pray that there would be freedom to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have been encouraging people to carry the Christian flag. It's a powerful symbol of who we are and what we are as believers. And we will have a link in our Action for Canada Prayer Walk for Revival page as to where you can order the flag, also as a description of what the flag stands for. Now, as you walk, you will find that you will be walking in front of some churches, some false religion churches, as well as some temples. And these have been allowed into our country under the guise of immigration. Let me tell you something. Those false religions have allowed false gods to come into our country. As you walk in front of those places, pray against those false religions. Pray against those false gods. In the name of Jesus Christ, reclaim that territory. If you're walking in front of some churches that actually preach the gospel, pray a blessing on those churches. You know, Canada was founded upon the principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. And it's time we take that stand and pray that God would just restore that to our land. It's best practice to pray in small groups. When you come to some of those places I mentioned, stop and pray. Maybe one or two people lead out in prayer. And some people may just feel more comfortable just to pray quietly as you walk around. It does not need to be a big fanfare. God knows your heart. But the important thing is to go ahead and take action and do something for those 7 weeks. We are asking that if you are going to participate as a church or as a small group, please connect with us so we can network with you. Send us an email at pastors@actionforcanada.ca. And we're also asking people who participate, be it our Action for Canada chapters or small groups or churches, to send us some photos of your prayer walks or some short videos. Every year we put together some picture collages and some videos, and we have two or three that we like to do every year just to encourage everyone across Canada to see what God is doing through these prayer walks, and we have incredible testimonies to share. So again, send us your photos, your short videos, your testimonies at pastors@actionforcanada.ca. So I hope that answers your questions as to what a prayer walk is and how to get involved, and we are so encouraged for everyone that gets involved. So, thank you for participating, and God bless you. God bless your Action for Canada chapter. God bless your church, and God bless Canada.
All right. Thank you so much, Terenzio. Well, we're looking forward to a great 7 weeks of prayer. I got a news flash for you. Last year, these prayer walks brought pastors from different denominations together. Nobody is going to a Baptist heaven, a Pentecostal heaven, a Presbyterian heaven, a Lutheran heaven, a Wesleyan heaven. You know, we're all going to the same heaven, and we pray to the same Lord Jesus, right? And so if you're concerned about the state of our nation, as I read in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. This is the time to start praying for our nation and for our leaders, for our families, and for our churches. And the Lord knows our churches really need prayer. And so I encourage you to go to our website. The links are there in the chat. And sign up. If you don't belong to an Action for Canada chapter already, please look for one close to you. And if not, if you're a believer, consider becoming a chapter leader. We want to expand the work that we do across Canada. And so if you feel the tug in your heart that maybe that's something that you'd like to do, please don't hesitate to connect with us and maybe get that ball rolling.
Druthers is Canada's largest, most loved, independent, people-powered newspaper. Now with over 8.5 million copies printed and distributed coast to coast by concerned Canadians like you. Please donate, subscribe, volunteer, get involved. Together we can save this country. If you stand for freedom, go to www.druthers.net.
Today's episode was sponsored by Galatians 5:1 Freedom Coffee. Galatians 5:1 is the first freedom-fighting coffee company focused on bringing unity back into community by bridging the divide with gourmet coffee. It goes beyond fueling the fight for freedom. Action for Canada receives 10% of all coffee sales made. Galatians 5:1 offer a wide selection of coffee products. go to Galatians51freedom.coffee to choose your own personal coffee experience made just for you.
Of evil people back.